while Ardsdale Baptist Church brings you the Word of God with practicality and simplicity. As you listen to this message, we trust that it will equip and empower you to find and fulfill your purpose.
PHBC! Greetings! Brothers and sisters, as I said, on my father's side, you have my father's eyes. Come on! It's good to be here, and I just want to honor Pastor Deji and the whole leadership team, Pastor Jasmine and all of you. It's awesome to be here. And I feel a bit of an excitement in my spirit, so we'll see what will happen. I did say last week that to kind of expect the unexpected at times. Did we say that last week? Okay, well, this is the same again. And but we're kind of friends now, aren't we? Yeah, we're kind of friends, so we can sort of flex and musicians. So, but what I will ask you is to have your Bibles ready, because I feel there's a need to present a case to you. And when you are presenting a case, you need to see the evidence. Amen? And the evidence is not mine. It's someone else's. Okay? So I encourage you to sort of have your tablets and your whatever, your phones or the paper, but have it ready so that you can be involved. Is that all right? Because this isn't a spectator sport. Walking with God is not a spectator sport. Walking with God is not a spectator sport. You have to participate. Yeah. Amen. Huh? It's like Weetabix is missing, but no, we're gonna plug into the light today. We're gonna plug into the energy source, and we're gonna get some moving. Amen.
Amen. Again, I don't know if you all know this, but thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit to the work on earth is done. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit to the work on earth is done. Oh, thank you.
Please just do me a favor. Couldn't we just stand and give God a praise? Let's just stand and give God a praise. He is worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah.
He is worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
No matter what the situation is, he's worthy to be praised.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. He leaves his spirit. He leaves his spirit for us to do the work until the job gets done. There's work that needs to be done. He's now with the Father. And he said he leaves the Spirit for us to do the work. Otherwise, it's just you. And you burn out real quick. Hallelujah. Please be seated, guys. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, in terms of, just to give a little synopsis of where we were from last week, and then we're going to rev up the engine. We want to move pretty quickly, if that's all right with you. Okay. Like I said, whilst for many, many people, missions, this is about missions. Missions for many people involves doing what? Going out to some next place, some far-flung place, and doing all of that kind of stuff. And while it includes that, missions also includes a mission slightly closer to home. A mission slightly closer to home, and sometimes the mission slightly closer to home is even more challenging. It's easy to go to some next place where people are starving and they're just glad to see you and they won't tell you about yourself. And you'll have to be loving and kind in the face of someone. You see, it's easy for us to go do that. And I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying there's a mission here to bring the light in the everyday. Amen. And we read that the focus is Matthew 5. And really, it's that whole area from Matthew 5 to Matthew 7. It is the greatest apostolic message in the whole scripture. That's just my opinion. When I say apostolic message, you have to understand what it means when I say apostolic. You see, apostle is more of a governmental term in its original context, in that it's more, if you think of an ambassador would go into a country like the American ambassador that comes to this country, and the American embassy is America, even though it's here. Make sense? So an ambassador in this sort of context would be an emissary, a representative of another country, of another system that comes. And especially when the Romans would take over a country, they would then go to that country and send ambassadors to conform that country to the ways of the parent country. So they would bring thoughts, ideas, attitudes, and stuff like that. So what Jesus was doing in Matthew 5 to Matthew 7 was announcing the kingdom. He was announcing the citizenship and the rule of another government. And we read it in Matthew 5, and it comes with some things which were mind-bending to the people of the time. Especially when he says that things like about things like how we conduct our relationships. That's why I said it's easy to go to some next country. But how you conduct your relationships now, he says, I put restoration and reconciliation of relationships above even giving of your tithes and offerings. Oh, did I just touch a nerve there? When was the last time you heard someone say, I tell you what, when it's offering time, if you've got something with something against your brother, keep it. Oh, now that's the kind of stuff that Jesus was bringing at the time. A different kingdom, a different way of operating. And it was bending. They were going, what on earth am I hearing? That's the kingdom. He says, in the beginning was the Word. This is John 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And all things were made through Him. And without Him, nothing was made that was made. And in Him was life. And the life was what? The light of men. This is John 1. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness didn't comprehend. It didn't overcome it. It didn't defeat it. So what does light do? It defeats darkness. Even the smallest light defeats darkness. The smallest light announces itself on the way, and then what does darkness have to do? Make way. That's why there isn't such a thing as a little light. It's mighty. It's mighty because darkness has to make way. Problems and situations and issues have to make way. It's important this though. It says to as many as received him. In that same John 1, a bit further down, it says, to as many as receive him, he gave them the power to become. So I want you to repeat this statement for me. You are, then you become.
Then you become.
We talked about being bearers of the light, but you have to be before you can become. Do we see that? You are. And then you become what you are. But you can't become what you're not. Sorry, it's not a tongue twister. But think about it. We've got a little baby. What's her name? Soraya. Soraya, hi. You can try as much as you like. But she cannot wash off the DNA. That is you. Now she's a mini version of you. She's not you fully yet, but she already is, and then she will become what she already is. So you need to recognize that you are the light. You don't just carry the light. Didn't Jesus say in Matthew 5, what did he say? Come on. Matthew 5, 14, he says, you are the light of the world. Oh, it's a bit nerve-wracking, isn't it? Saying, I am the light, really? Should I hide? I am the light. Say that.
I am the light.
And I'm now becoming. But you can't become the light if you don't first That's why it says, to as many as received him, he gave them the power to become. Becoming. Okay, this is just my intro. The other thing is, it's important to recognize that light is solutions. Remember I said that from last week? Light is solutions. And we all have solutions, and we all have what? Needs. Remember I said about the cycle? So we all have needs, and we all have solutions. So right now, we are living in the outcome of someone else's light. Think about it. All right, think about this light, this electric light that's above my head. Someone had to have the idea for it. And now you are experiencing someone else's. You're experiencing someone else's solution. Then that will become obsolete and we'll need another. So the light isn't for who? It's not for you. Who is the light for?
For others.
I didn't hear you.
For others.
I didn't hear you. You didn't sound convinced. The light is for others. That's why it says, let your light shine. So what? Others may see your work and glorify your Father in heaven. So now you shine in your light becomes a mechanism of evangelism. Just you shining. Just you being who you are. Just you unashamedly standing up and bringing the light. Unashamedly bringing your light. You don't hide it, because you can hide the light, but it says you put it up on a stand so all may see it who are in the house. Okay. Marcia is going to bring some stuff in a minute. Before we go into the bit that Marcia wants to bring, I just want to touch on this thing, what prevents us a little. And I just want to spend a moment talking about identity, if that's all right with you. Just a short moment. You see, we are in an era of revelation, aren't we? When I say revelation, we are seeing things in the media that were previously hidden. And all of a sudden, stuff is coming up. Scandal after scandal after scandal. Would we agree? And you go, my goodness, where did this come from? Where did that come from? All kind of stuff. Now, all of a sudden, it's being peeled away. This has been going on for 20 years, 30 years, abuse and all kind of stuff. Yeah? It's a season of revelation where hidden things are being revealed. I tell you what else is being revealed. You want to know what else is being revealed? The real you. The real you is being revealed in this season. The real you, the light of the world, that's what's being revealed in this season. Amen to that. The real you that comes and brings solution, that's what's being also revealed. Because you can't just have one without the other. You see, the media tells you about all the bad stuff that's going on. But I'm here to announce to you today that the real you is also being revealed. Yeah. The real you that's been in hiding. But when we talk about identity, the word simply means I am the same as. And some people are arguing all kind of stuff about identity right now. I am the same as this, I am the same as that, and I am the same as all kind of stuff. And I'm not getting into that right now. But there's all kind of arguments over identity. I'll tell you, one of the things that gets in our way is that we say, I am like my past. Like the son that we call prodigal. Remember the son? Until the Lord challenged me and said, he is not the prodigal son. Ask me why. You sure you want to know? He says he's not prodigal. He is not prodigal. And that's how many of us, that's why our light is struggling to shine, because we're approaching life and living life in the rearview mirror. Or like what David said in Psalm 51, he says, my deeds are forever before my face. So everything that I've done in the past, which was rubbish, I'm constantly being reminded of what I've done. And the Lord said to me, read the scripture again. And he says, and he went there and he spent all of his substance on prodigal living. You are not your actions. Can you see that? He had an identity crisis because he thought he was his performance. So when the performance was down, he says, I am no longer worthy to be called your son. And many of us in church have this concept, which is why we're not shining our light. Because we still have, we say, I am a sinner. No, you're not. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. I am not my performance. Doesn't mean that you don't muck up and do things wrong, but I am the light. Isn't that what it says? Sorry, I'm stirring you a little today. I apologize. Well, actually, not really. You go ahead.
Okay, so I just wanted us to look at 1 Corinthians 12, 4 to 6. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. So by comparing, I want to look at comparisons, because when we compare what we do with other people, we neutralize these words. We neutralize that there are different kinds of service, and there's different kinds of working, and there's different ways that God uses us and different gifts. Amen. So when we compare, you know, Moses was comparing himself to other leaders. He didn't think he was eloquent. He didn't think he could speak because he had a stutter. We have Gideon that compared himself to his family, to his tribe, seeing that he was just the smallest of the small, the least of the least, you know. And we've got Israel comparing themselves to the giants that felt, they felt like grasshoppers. So when we go into that comparison, comparing with others, we feel small, we feel less than, and God doesn't want us to be like that. He wants us to shine our light. He wants us to be, you know, recognizing that my gift may be different to this sister's gift here, or apostle's gift is different to one of the gentlemen over there. So this is the way that God wants us to think, rather than comparing. So, yeah, but I also want us to look at 2 Corinthians 10, 12 to 13. For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. Amen? It's not wise. We, however, will not boast beyond measure, but within the limits of the sphere which God appointed us, a sphere which especially includes you. So in Ephesians 2:10 as well, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ, Christ Jesus for good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So we are masterpieces. We're not put together kind of haphazardly. We're masterpieces. And we've got to believe that God has made us a masterpiece. And it's different to the next person, but it's still a masterpiece. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. So I don't know whether anybody felt like this. I for years didn't feel like I had a light, right? I would look at other people, I'd look at the pastors, I'd look at the leaders, and I'd think, okay, let me support them because they've got the light. Has anybody felt like that? Mm-hmm. Anybody felt like that? Amen, right? And so you shy back and you help and you help and you help, but you haven't got it. And God wants us to know that we are the light. We are the light. Every single one of us in here has a light. Hallelujah. Has a light that he wants you to shine. He doesn't want you to be in the background. That doesn't mean that you don't encourage other people that have a light. Doesn't mean that you're then helping and supporting those that have light. But you are also a light. By helping them, you are a light. Hallelujah. You've got to see yourself, how God sees you. Amen. Amen. So also there was this, the word says you are the light of the world and you are to let your light shine before others. So shying away doesn't do that, doesn't bring that glory to the Lord. And it's, how can I put this? It's not about bringing attention to you. It's about letting the world know that God is being glorified through you. Amen? Amen? So it's not about us being small. It's about us standing up, being bold, doing what God has told us to do and shining that light so those in the house, those wherever you are, will see the goodness of God. Amen? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Awesome. Hallelujah.
And all right. Let's, because I kind of get a sense that you're still struggling. I want you to think of all the water in the ocean. Mm-hmm. Is it H2O?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All the water in the ocean is still H2O. Mm-hmm. Take a little drop of water from your tap or from your bottle of water, just one drop. Is it still H2O? So you come from God. Let me read a scripture. I'm going to read a scripture to you. Romans 11, 36 says, "For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." And here's another one, Ephesians 4, 6. "One God, Father of all, who is above all," and here's the other bit, "and through all and in you all." So he is all of the water. And what am I? I may be a drop, but I'm still. Bring your one drop. Bring your one drop. Because you came from him. And he coming from him, and he says, we were made in his image and likeness. So our biggest challenge is when we don't recognize who we really are. And we have all kinds of different people in the community telling us who we are and all kinds of different definitions of nonsense. And he says, this is who you really are. Now go and be it.
We are a fragment of his glory. It's like
we are a
piece, you know, of his glory, each of us. And if you think of everybody in here and look at your brother and sister, you can turn to your brother and sister and recognize that they're a fragment of his glory, you know? How would we treat each other?
Fragment of his glory.
If we really, you know, understood that, respected that in each other.
What would our relationships be like?
Yeah.
If I recognize, oh gosh, this is the light, which is part of God. How would we treat our brothers and sisters? That's why he said when he was bringing that whole Sermon on the Mount, he was challenging people to think differently. You are the light. Yeah, you are it. That's why, let me give you one other scripture. Please turn there. You need to see this one. This is 2 Corinthians 2:14. This happens to be one of my favorite scriptures in the entire Bible. Because this also links to who we really are and what he's called us to do. It says, now thanks be unto God. Actually, can we all read it? Yeah? Have we found it? Ready? Read. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. What is he using you to do? It's like perfume. What's the perfume called? God. So you come into a dark situation and you spray some perfume of light. You come into situations of problems at work, and what are you doing? You say, let light be. And what happens? And you start to see solutions. Because I'm no longer defeated by the dark. I don't run from the dark. I say, let light be. And through bringing the light, other people get to see, oh, this is what the kingdom's about. So we start to infect and infuse. It's a bit like a virus. It's a bit like a virus. Because it says, what you're doing is you're spreading a fragrance of God, a knowledge of God, the understanding of God everywhere you go. Hallelujah. See, as we take this down a little, with being bearers of his light, one of the things that we have to recognize that we can't allow ourselves to do is to agree with the status quo. That's one thing about Pastor Deji. You cannot agree with the status quo. See, you're in a dark room, and then the light comes in. What happens? Does the light say, oh, I tell you what, let me stop being a light? Is that what the light does? The light doesn't apologize. All it does is step into darkness and be his light. So, light bearers challenge the status quo. They do it though in love. They don't do it in condemnation. Like sometimes we do in church, that we say, oh, I'm better than you. No, bring your light and bring it in love. Let your light shine and let it be shined in love.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And oh, see how great is our God? How great, how great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God? He's the name, he's the name, he's the name, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's the name above all names, worthy of our praise, worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing, and my heart will sing, how great is our God.
And, And we could almost add to that, it, greater is he that is in me, that is in the world.
Greater is he that is in me, that is in the world. Yeah, greater is he that is in me. How great is our God.
Come on, say greater is he that is in me. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Again.
Greater is he.
Greater is he that is in me, that is in the world.
Greater, greater,
greater is he that is in me, that is in the world.
Greater, greater is he that is in me. How great is our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Greater, 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 greater. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Yes, Lord.
The light reveals, the love heals. The light reveals, the love heals. You need the light and you need the love. If you just have the light, then it becomes harsh. That you come up to people and you go, look at you, and all this kind of stuff. The light reveals, the love heals. You go with both. You go with light and love. In closing this, we want to give you a couple of scriptures here. It says here in Proverbs 20:27, it says, the spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord. Proverbs 20:27. It says, the spirit of a man is the lamp. Okay? Is the lamp of the Lord. And then in Psalms 18:28, it says, and you will light my lamp. For it is you that illuminates my darkness. Do you see that? The spirit is the lamp. Your spirit is the lamp. But now it says, God lights the lamp and switches us on.
Amen.
He switches us on. Psalms 119, verse 130.
The entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple. Amen. Amen.
You see, I'm asking you today to open the doors. Because the entrance of his word does what? It brings light. When you open the door. If you have a closed mind, the door can't, it is the entrance of the light cannot come in. So it's open the doors to your heart and allow the light, the illumination to change you. So that, remember, you are, and now it's for you to become what you are. I pray today that you become ignited, 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 ignited.
Greater is he that is in me, that is in the world.
It's like, how many people want to be ignited? We just want to have a quick prayer and then I'll let you guys go.
Greater is he that is in me. How great.
Are we getting something from this today, I should ask you? You sure? You guys have to switch on the light. Whose choice is that?
Greater is he that is in me, that is in the world.
You've got to open the heart so that the light can come
in.
Allow it to show you who you are. Allow it to show you where you are. So that you can now go and bring the light. You can bring the light to your relationships. Some of you, should I really bring that? Just down a little bit, just down. All right, just down. in here, you see, you've got, I don't know how many people are in this building, but where you get human beings, there is always the potential for quarrels. You can be as spiritual as you think, okay? But look at Peter and John. They were part of the three, and they didn't really like each other too tough, okay? They had their stuff, okay? Look at Paul and Barnabas. What happened there? Okay, so let's not trip. Part of this being the light challenges us to restore our relationships here. Yeah. That person who you aren't speaking to, restore the relationships here. Let's do that. That's what the light does. It says, let's sort it out. The light and the love. Let's sort it out.
We trust that you've been blessed and believe that this message has brought you greater understanding. For more information or to follow up on what you've heard in this message, visit us on www.phbc.org.uk. God bless you.